Good evening. This is All India Radio, and I'm Sanjay Mattu with the news at 9. The headlines. Leaders of political parties make all-out efforts to garner votes for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says opposition's mission is to malign his image, but his mission is to strengthen nation's image. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra asserts over 20 lakh vacant government posts to be filled if voted to power. IMF says Pakistan needed decisive policies and reforms to stabilize its challenging economic environment. In Sri Lanka, night curfew imposed throughout the country following fresh violence. US warns China will be hit badly if it fails to make a trade deal with Washington amidst reports of American companies planning to shift their units to India. Campaigning is on in full swing for the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. 59 constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory will go to the polls in this phase on Sunday. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding multiple rallies in different parts of the country to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lashed out at previous Congress governments for alleged scams and defence deals. Addressing a rally in Himachal Pradesh's Solan, the Prime Minister said the Congress used defence deals as ATMs. He said the BJP has tried to reverse the bad policies of earlier Congress governments and defence production has increased significantly in the country during the last 5 years of BJP rule.
भारत अपने देश की सुरक्षा के लिए दूसरे देशों पर निर्भर था. बीते 5 वर्षों में भाजपा सरकार ने इस स्थिति को बदलने का पूरा प्रयास किया है. पहले की सरकार की तुलना में पिछले 5 वर्षों के दौरान रक्षा उत्पादन में 80% की वृद्धि हुई है.
The Prime Minister said the opposition's mission is to malign his image, but his mission is to strengthen the image of the nation. Earlier, addressing a rally at Ratlam in Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi said it was the government of Atal Bihari Vajpayee which formed the Tribal Welfare Ministry, keeping in view the interests of tribes. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra also addressed an election rally in Ratlam today. She said that over 20 lakh posts lying vacant at the centre would be filled if the Congress is voted to power. Priyanka Gandhi said that under MNREGA, the scope of employment will be increased. She also held a roadshow in Ujjain. Speaking at a public meeting in Canning under Joynagar constituency in West Bengal this afternoon, BJP President Amit Shah said that the Citizenship Amendment Bill will be passed in Parliament and the NRC will be implemented in West Bengal to deal with infiltrators.
हम सिटीजनशिप अमेंडमेंट बिल लाकर जितने भी शरणार्थी बांग्लादेश से आए हैं सबको अपना भाई मानकर इस देश की नागरिकता देने जा रहे हैं. मगर घुसपैठिए कान खोल कर सुन ले, आपके लिए कोई जगह नहीं है.
Mr. Shah accused Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of giving support to infiltrators for vote bank politics. More from our Kolkata correspondent.
BJP President Amit Shah joined in the party's election campaign at Canning under Joynagar parliamentary constituency and Rajarhat under Barasat Lok Sabha seat. Mr. Shah's another election rally at Baruipur was cancelled at last moment as administration did not give permission for landing his helicopter. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed a series of election rallies at different areas in South 24 Paragana's district. CPIM State Secretary Suryakanta Mitra and Pradesh Congress President Somen Mitra also took part in election campaign for their party nominees at different areas in Kolkata and North and South 24 Paragana's district. Arijit Chakraborty, AIR News, Kolkata.
Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned at Ludhiana, Khanna and Hoshiarpur in Punjab. He said the comments made by party leader Sam Pitroda on the 1984 Sikh riots were incorrect. On the party's proposed Nyay scheme, the Congress president said the poverty alleviation scheme will act as a fuel for the economy.
Nyay Yojana se aapko rozgar milega, Hindustan ki arthavyavastha jab tak hogi, magar wo wahan hi rukna chahiye. Main state se aapko guarantee deta hu ki ek saal ke andar कांग्रेस पार्टी 22 लाख नौकरियां आपके हवाले कर देगी।
The BJP today attacked BSP chief Mayawati over her personal remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a tweet, senior party leader and Union Minister Arun Jaitley said that such remarks expose her as unfit for public life. Later, another party leader and Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the BSP president has understood that the BSP-SP-RLD alliance is losing the polls and this is the reason for her worry and sense of insecurity. She said it's disappointing that Mayawati has spoken so ill about the Prime Minister.
If she indeed wants to speak up for the oppressed classes, she should have answered the Prime Minister as to what steps she has taken to speak up for the suffering girl. Absolutely disappointing and shocking for her to speak so ill about the Prime Minister.
Earlier in Lucknow, the BSP chief had reportedly made personal remarks against the Prime Minister, alleging that he has no respect for women. She also accused him of playing politics on the Alwar gang rape case to take advantage in elections.
Uttar Pradesh sahit pure desh mein aaye din khaskar dalit samaj ki mahilaon ka jo har star par shoshan va utpeedan aadi kiya ja raha hai dalit varg ke log abhi bhule nahi hain aur jinhe abhi tak bhi uchit va sahi nyay nahi mila hai PM Shri Narendra Modi ne iske virodh mein aaj tak bhi pure taur se khulkar nahi bola hai.
Our correspondent reports that leaders of all major political parties are holding rallies in Uttar Pradesh.
Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned at Gorakhpur and Maharajganj, targeting SP and BSP. He said both parties worked for self-development instead of people's welfare. SP, BSP and RLD leaders in joint rallies at Gorakhpur and Ghazipur took on BJP and Congress. BSP Chief Mayawati said Congress went out of power due to its wrong policies and in the same way BJP will go out. SP President Akhilesh Yadav said there is no difference between BJP and Congress. RLD Chief Ajit Singh accused Centre of not fulfilling its poll promises. MS Yadav reporting for AIR News from Balia.
Telangana Rashtra Samiti leader and Telangana Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao called on DMK President M.K. Stalin today in Chennai. The meeting at the residence of Mr. Stalin lasted for over an hour. Senior DMK leaders Durai Murugan and T.R. Balu were also present during the meeting. Meanwhile, political campaigning in 4 assembly seats in Tamil Nadu that go for by-elections on the 19th of this month is reaching its zenith. More from our correspondent.
The TRS leader Chandrasekhar Rao and DMK chief M.K. Stalin met just before the announcement of the Lok Sabha poll schedule also. Today's meeting between the two is considered a courtesy call. Though sources in the DMK told AIR News, both the leaders discussed the prevailing political situations and the possible post-poll scenarios. It's well known that Mr. Rao is mooting the idea of a non-BJP, non-Congress third front, which he calls a federal front. However, the reception to the idea from the DMK as of now, as said by the party sources, is only lukewarm, as it is aligned with the Congress. Jay Singh, AIR News, Chennai.
The Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking a direction to the Election Commission to advance poll timings from 7 to 5:30 a.m. for the seventh phase in view of the severe heat and the month of Ramzan. A vacation bench comprising Justices Indira Banerjee and Sanjeev Khanna rejected the plea, saying the notified timings of voting are from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and voters can cast their vote in the morning too.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4.05 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program. Some international news now. In Sri Lanka, curfew has been imposed in the northwestern province till further notice after fresh incidents of violence were reported against minority Muslims in the wake of the Easter Sunday attacks. Curfew was imposed last night in few areas of the province around 80 kilometers north of Colombo to maintain peace as mobs belonging to the majority Sinhalese community targeted mosques and shops belonging to Muslims. More from our correspondent.
The violence which began in parts of northwestern province yesterday spread to other areas and adjoining Gampaha district, few kilometers from Colombo. Island-wide curfew was imposed as mobs targeted mosques and shops in different incidents. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has called for calm and not to be swayed by false information. Social media ban was imposed for the third time since Easter attacks to prevent the spreading of rumors. Parliament Speaker Karu Jayasuriya in a message said, "Future of Sri Lanka will be decided by the way people behave in next few days." Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
The International Monetary Fund has warned that Pakistan is facing a challenging economic environment and decisive policies and reforms are needed to stabilize the economy. IMF reached a deal yesterday with the cash-strapped government of Prime Minister Imran Khan on a $6 billion bailout to ward off a financial crisis. The funding, which still needs approval from the International Monetary Fund's management, would be provided over 3 years. Pakistan is facing an economic crisis with short supplies of foreign currency reserves and stagnating growth. In February, its central bank had only $8 billion in foreign reserves. Amidst reports that some 200 American firms are in talks of moving their units from China to India, U.S. President Donald Trump today warned his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping that China will be hurt very badly if it does not make a trade deal. Trump tweeted that the American companies will be forced to leave China for other countries. The U.S. said China backed out of a trade deal that they had negotiated over the past several months involving top officials from the two countries. Meanwhile, China's finance ministry said it plans to set import tariffs ranging from 5% to 25% on 5,140 U.S. products on a target list worth about $60 billion. It said the tariffs will take effect on June 1. We spoke to economic expert Ashok Dasgupta about the impact of the U.S.-China trade war on the Indian market.
India or no other country can make up for China's exports. So to that extent, wherever they have their strengths, that particular country or zone like the Eurozone and India also will have some gains if this trade war continues. As far as India is concerned, possibly the positive impact would be about 3.5 to 4%. But if it continues, the negative impact, not only for India, but the global economy as a whole, will be much more.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at the rate AIR News Alerts. Retail inflation rose marginally to 2.92% in April this year, mainly due to a rise in food prices. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, data released today shows that inflation based on the Consumer Price Index was 2.86% in the previous month and 4.58% in April last. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange fell 372 points to close at 37,091. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange was also down 131 points to end at 11,148. Doordarshan's merchandise like T-shirts, coffee mugs and sippers will now be available on e-commerce platform Amazon India. The move is aimed at re-establishing the brand value of Doordarshan and introducing DD's memorabilia to the younger generations as the channel of India. The News Services Division of All India Radio, in its weekly bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak, will bring you a discussion tonight on awareness and cure of thalassemia. This can be heard on the FM Gold channel and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. This program is also available on Doordarshan DTH. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Leaders of political parties make all-out efforts to garner votes for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says opposition's mission is to malign his image, but his mission is to strengthen nation's image. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra asserts over 20 lakh vacant government posts to be filled if voted to power. IMF says Pakistan needed decisive policies and reforms to stabilize its challenging economic environment. In Sri Lanka, night curfew imposed throughout the country following fresh violence. U.S. warns China will be hit badly if it fails to make a trade deal with Washington, amidst reports of American companies planning to ship their units to India. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.nic.in. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.